And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the Mighty 1090 studios with Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Charters and the Bite Journal. We're going to be talking some bite fishing here today on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a great show today, man.
Indeed. Captain Brandon Hayward's here. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And, man, so from one-man charters to bite charters. Explain it to me.
Yeah, it's incredible. I started 2012 with just that little boat, taking one person at a time. Keep in mind, you know, 2010 to call it 2013, there was no offshore fishing
right
in our region. Like, it didn't exist. So that was when there was a lot of squid all over, if you remember, and it was kind of the heyday, if you will, of sea bass fishing, a lot of squid nests and squid-based fishing.
That was
2010? That cycle, to my mind, started in 2010 and ended in 2014.
14, okay.
I started one-man charters in 2012. I mostly started because my wife was going back to school to get her teaching credential. The poker landscape was bleak, so I kind of lost my side hustle, so I had to do something. So that's what I did. And then I did it for a year. It allowed me to kind of dip my pool, dip my toe into the kind of like charter pool, see how I liked it. There were very few small charter boats at that time.
You know,
you could almost argue it was almost just like myself and Seasons that had been around for a few seasons before, you know. So I decided I liked it. I knew that I loved sea bass fishing. And so then the next year I bought a Parker from West Coast, left my job at Western Outdoors, and went all in on the charter thing with like $3,000 in the bank.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's scary.
Yeah, it was. But it was a good decision. And at that point in my life, just kind of like how I am right now, like if things go pear or went pear, I was ready to do something else and use my goofball college degree or whatever I had to do. So I've never been afraid to kind of reinvest in myself. And now full circle, what, 2017, I just got an email from Kevin. My new Parker just arrived last night.
Sweet.
So we got another boat.
Hi.
And
the same boat?
Same boat. That's the perfect boat for me and the perfect boat for my model.
320 Parker.
Yep. I did get a 300 Yamaha instead of a 250
Yamaha
this time.
It's nice.
And I've just kind of plugged the numbers into my model, and one engine works best for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sea bass and lobster are a huge part of my program, so that boat works. That boat plays the same as a 25 to my mind for me. And I do.
You have a 300 Yamaha on yours, right? Of course, yours is a 25.
Right.
Sweet motor, but. Like kind of the same weight, basically, as the 250.
Yeah, yeah. The reviews on that engine on that boat are really good, so I'm going to try it out.
That's why we did the same thing with ours. You know, our boat being unique, that we have a center console, not a pilot house, we got a lot less weight to push, and we looked at all the performance sheets, and you give, don't get me wrong, as I've said a bunch of times on the show, like I would never knock anybody for the safety in redundant motors. I mean, that's a great thing for sure, but for us, there was so little give and so much gain to do that single 300. It is, that 300 Yamaha is such a great motor. It's flawless and so efficient.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
so
really cool.
So you're going to run two Parker 2320s.
I'm pretty much going to clone them. Same type of electronics, same sort of everything. And the boats are going to run out of Davy's Locker in Newport Beach. And then, like we were talking about earlier, we're going to fish out of Fisherman's Landing this summer and give that a whirl for offshore. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to have you down there.
Yeah, it's going
to
be fun. And I'm kind of like a nostalgic person. So when I walked off the Excel in 2005 or 4 or whatever it was, I never thought I'd be coming back with a little charter boat and be like parking next to the Prowler. So I think it's cool and it's fun. And it's a great way to make a living. I'm really lucky.
What I want to know is, how do you run two boats at the same time? That's amazing.
Right.
You're a magician. Right. Brandon.
Pulling the boat first and clone himself second.
Yeah. I have a couple of really good guys that are working with me. One is James, who started with me last year. He's done a great job. And then I have Wes Pearson, who came on this year.
Nice.
And they're both really, really good. James was kicking my butt on sea bass for a while, but I kind of rallied at the end and got to dunk on him a couple times. So that was good.
Still fishing sea bass.
Yeah, my sea bass season goes, I've always fished until like the second week of July. Early on in those like 2012, 13, 14 years, sea bass season, it would go to like October, November.
Exactly.
Like there was falls on sea bass. So that doesn't happen as much, although last year in November I caught some beautiful fish, including a 69 pounder. So I think that's kind of creeping back a little bit, that kind of fall sea bass fishery. But yeah, I'll fish those things through the next full moon here.
Okay.
And then I'll switch over. I'll go all in offshore. And then October is kind of an interesting month for us because lobster starts, and those trips are just wildly popular.
Uh huh. You're still going to do Catalina?
I'll still do Catalina, and out of Davies, that's a nice run.
Oh yeah,
yeah, perfect.
That's a nice run. So we kind of do a little bit of everything in October, including those kind of combo trips. So I have a true year-round sport fishing business, which was like a real goal of mine. And the first year I kind of tried on like nighttime calico bass trips and that type of stuff. But I've landed at lobster. That's the best winter play for me. Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Now let's talk about your other job, as if you weren't busy. Now,
what's that?
Charter boats.
What's that?
That's called the Bite Journal.
Oh yeah.
That one.
The Bite wants more of my time than I can give it sometimes. Right. It's hard because the boat is very physical, right? And the Bite is like so incredibly mental.
Yeah,
so it's
like sit down and
it's a weird yin and yang. So the Bite's good. Every issue's been profitable. I love doing it. It's definitely a long-term play for me, something I'll keep growing and growing and growing. But, I mean, straight up, I wish I had 25 hours a week to give it. But I have an awesome team. Scott still helps me on the editing and writing front.
Yep. Scott
Hewlett, who's been on the show before.
We love Scott.
Scott's the best, and he's classic. And Kevin, my photo editor, He's just an incredible photographer, and I told him so good. And I told him for this issue, I was like, I'm gonna be on the boat a lot. Like, I really gotta kind of lean on you a lot, and he's been delivering. So, yeah,
it's awesome.
The bite's great, and I'll do that thing probably till the day I die.
When's the next one?
Next one comes out in the fall.
In the fall,
winter, kind of like between the holidays, between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Okay.
So, and our biannual frequency is gonna stay like that for at least the next couple of years.
Why not?
It's a perfect fit. While I would like to be quarterly, you know, the logistics of that on both the advertising front and the kind of like mental bandwidth front aren't there right now. So 2 years, perfect.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And the cool thing about the Byte Journal is it's something that can stay there for 6 months.
Absolutely.
It's not timed. It's timeless.
It's very evergreen.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not reports and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
There's so, like I always say, there's other platforms that do a great job of that reporting, right?
Right.
I did that for 9 years. That's the last thing I ever want to do.
Yeah.
Right? That's not my landscape anymore.
Yeah.
So there's other platforms, so I don't want to step on those toes. And the Byte is just long-form journalism and top-tier photography and just something that just doesn't exist in the saltwater realm otherwise. There's nothing else like it.
Well, what I want to know is when's Hewlett going to do a feature on you and the Byte Chartered thing? I mean, that would be kind of like
would be cool.
The theme of what you kind of is a guy. Here's a guy that started this thing.
Well, maybe PCS should do that piece.
Maybe. You're not going to do it on
yourself. I'm not going to do it on myself in my own magazine, but I have twice done like a season, like a report, kind of like a season rundown. I've done that in two of the five issues, you know, just kind of like this is what it's like running a charter business. It's not all that it's cracked up to be in terms of like, quote, the people think like, ooh, that sounds like a fun job, but people haven't woke up at 2 o'clock in the morning and gone home at midnight too.
Yeah.
So I've done that a couple times, but I don't want the Byte to ever be about like me and everything like that. So I even try to keep my writing to, I don't write more than 15% of it to keep it fresh and kind of like keep the narrative fresh.
I think that's one of the things that we like, that we all like so much about it is it's just stuff like that. It's so unique. You know, the stories are not anything that you would expect, and
yep.
And whatever they are, you know, they might be very common topics, but a completely different side of things. And the one that always gets me is the one that Hewlett wrote about the Ponga fishermen and families and Baja and all that cool Mexico stuff.
Right.
And so much of it is travel down, go fishing, catch a radfish. Here's a picture of it. You know, we love Mexico. And the Byte stuff is always, well, this is the Pongero that I fished with, and this is his family, and this is where he grew up, and like the fishing part almost doesn't happen, and
right.
when it does, it's so the opposite, and you guys just take such a different angle at everything, and that's what makes it so unique and so cool. I love it.
Yeah, and the other feature that comes to mind is one from the past issue is the shark finning.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was an incredible education on this incredibly destructive fishery, but you didn't.
Yep.
Your angle was, here's the guys that are surviving by
exactly
this,
right,
and here's why they do it.
Yes,
not that they're demons or anything like that. This is their survival.
Right,
and the blame game. Like,
yeah,
right,
the
right.
Demons are more the guys that are selling it in China and stuff like that.
Right,
creating this demand. That was an incredible feature.
No,
that comes to mind.
Yeah, so we just do interesting plays like that, like finding pieces that were like bankrolled by the Pulitzer Foundation and getting reprint rights.
Yeah.
And paying way too much money, like way outside of my budget. But that anchors the issue, right? And that's your takeaway from it.
Yeah.
And the photography from that thing, because
so
it's so
cool.
Not from the fishing realm, right?
Yeah.
Outdoor writing and outdoor journalism, like, it's the only thing I know of that the writer is supposed to take the photos, right? And a lot of outdoor writers have other jobs. They're not, like, true writers.
Right.
And they're definitely not photographers. That's why the grip and grin just rules, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to kind of break that mold, you have to pay for it, or you have to kind of find a way. So that's what we try to do, and that's what that piece did. And just the Chinese couple, like, coming down on the little, like, trolley in it.
It's
and
crazy.
Just the whole thing is, like, so outside of what you'd usually see in a fishing magazine. And I love doing that type of stuff. Or, like, that Stanley Meltzoff artist profile.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. So I like stuff where maybe 25% of people don't get it, and they're like, what the?
Why would you do this?
Yeah, why is there a striped bass with legs?
But
that's just super really fun. And the Byte is for a certain type of fisherman, like the type of person who listens to your show. And these are the type of
somebody
people...
Somebody that has a passion.
A passion for fishing. And something that we forget, even in the kind of like social media craze, and I saw this, is like, at the end of the day, what props up the fishing industry is that type of demographic, right? My reader, your listener. That kind of like older demographic, because kids that buy a $20 hat are not running out and spending $1,000 on a combo. And likes don't equal dollar signs.
Yep.
And this isn't like a publisher's like last gasp to like, hold on, I think Instagram and Facebook are great platforms, and like I definitely fall down the rabbit hole, and there's so much fun stuff to check out. But what you see on like a 3x5 screen isn't always like what
right,
props everything up.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, the bottom line is, you know, print is in trouble. I mean, it's
dying.
It's
big time. If you want to have a
so
real,
you've got to do something different.
And boutique print is in right now, just like vinyl records and things like that.
Right.
And
yeah, I couldn't believe that. I saw a feature on vinyl records last night that they're like making this huge.
It's great. It's because at the end of the day, no one's going to read a 5,000 word feature on their phone.
Yes.
They want to find out what happened today, right? That's why, like, there's nothing fresher than a call and report on the radio show.
Right.
So you just got to kind of find your cul-de-sac and do well with it and not be afraid to, like, change and rebrand and make moves.
Right. No question.
Yeah.
And you've done it.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a cool thing. And it's not, you don't, I mean, you have byjournal.com, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
But it's not the magazine online because you can't really...
I don't
feel
think
that.
I couldn't duplicate it online.
No, no way.
With a really neat like flip a book like Catch Magazine or something from the fly fishing world.
Yeah.
It's still not the same.
You have to. It's a touch feel thing. You have to see it.
I just love the smell of Chinese ink. I mean, cracking open a box and smelling that. I just love that.
Yeah. Oh boy. But you know, that's a cool thing about Brandon is, and when you go fishing with Brandon, you realize that he's just a fisherman like you and me. That just has an incredible talent, not only for writing and this journalistic approach, but also an incredible talent for catching fish, too, and having fun doing it. And that's why people, I mean, your charters are, like, booked out.
Pete, I just love white sea bass.
Yeah. I know
I
why.
Just love that fish. I love
nuts.
That fish so much.
I love that fish that drives
you're
you
nuts.
Crazy.
It's because, I fish for him a lot, and I fish for him a lot post-squid nest era the last 3 years, and, like, really devoted myself to trying to kind of, like, learn more about how they relate to structure and fishing fin bait. And when people go like, I hate sea bass, all I think is like, oh, because you can't catch them.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's not like... So when you pull that fish out of the bait grounds and away from squid and all that other stuff, it's just a whole nother animal, whether it's 3 fathoms at Catalina or the kelp or reefs or any of that type of stuff. And it's a challenge to me. And a lot of people don't get it and they think it's dumb. How can you stay up all night? Oh. Well, A, it's a really good business play for me. And B... How many fish are here year-round that you can go out and catch, and maybe one weighs 77 pounds or 65 pounds? They're delicious. They're beautiful. And there's no one else in the landscape there's no other small charter boat that has real success.
I mean, it'd be fair to say that the average fish you caught this year is probably 50 pounds. Like,
plus.
The bone stock average, you weighed everyone together.
Amazing.
Well over.
I have
to do the numbers again, but I think we've caught 23 over 60 pounds and 3 over 70.
Unreal.
Oh.
Incredible.
And
let's interrupt. There's been a big influx of these, like, 30-pounders on the coast that I've seen. March and April at Catalina got straight back to old school definitions of 20 plus years ago. I used to not even take March or April charters. People would call and I would say, I don't fish sea bass in March and April. It wasn't good in 2014. Yeah. And so Catalina is way back in play as an early season thing. And these big coastal fish, they're here year round.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're here year round.
You're catching them yesterday.
Right. Exactly. First week of July and,
first day
warm,
of July.
Right, exactly. Thank you. So,
yeah, I mean, unbelievable.
Yeah, no, it's just an incredible fish, and the deal with sea bass is if people come out the first time and you catch 4 of them and 3 big 60s, they come for life. A lot of people, you're going to come out and you are going to miss a lot. You are going to miss a lot with this fish, and I tell people that. It's like, hey, it's like big game hunting.
Holy.
You don't whip into Montana and go elk hunting for a day. So sometimes you're going to miss, and some people have been out with me 4 times and have caught them every time, and some people have been out 2 or 3 times and they haven't. You know, I make no bones about it. I'm totally transparent that this fish is not for everyone or going for them, you know? But if you want to catch something big and incredible and that is not attainable for most people, it's the fish for you.
And what a rewarding thing when you connect, too, because you earn most of them. And fishing with you, especially fishing with fin bait, like, those are earned bites. It's not like a squid nest where you just park and put the anchor down and put your squid in a dropper loop and
right. Sit
in a beanbag and wait for the rod to fold over. Like, you got to work at it. But fishing with a guy like Brandon teaches you how to work for it. And then when you do connect and that fish hits the deck, like, it is a rewarding thing. And it's a team effort thing, too. You'd be on a boat with, you know, 2 of your buddies, and that guy gets the bite and that 50-pounder or 60-pounder is laying on the deck, like, you all are high-fiving, like, you know, it's
big time.
Such a cool fish.
Yeah, I have a love-hate relationship with sea bass.
You know,
I love fishing sea bass.
We all do.
I think if anybody ever asks me, it's like, two fish that I love fishing for, yellowtail and sea bass.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's the epitome of California fishing.
Yeah. But the thing about sea bass fishing is it's time on the water. You got to put your time in.
Yep.
And the advantage of going fishing with you at Bite Charters is you put the time on the water. You just jump aboard, and he's already put the time in.
Right, true.
And you've jumped the scale, basically, to the next level to be able to go out with somebody like Brandon and not have to put that time in the water that it takes to kind of catch your own deal.
Yeah. I try to offer people who don't have a small boat charter fishing experience. And I get I get people who have their own boat too. And you know what? I get a lot of people who own their own boat, work 50 to 70 hours a week like everyone does in Southern California, or you have to make it. And they just kind of did the math and they go like, I'm selling my boat and going fishing with you or with Dwayne or someone else, you know, X number of times a year. I'm going to spend less money than I did all in on my boat. And Sunday, I'm walking off the boat at 7 p.m. and going home. I'm not cleaning it. I'm not doing nothing.
Up,
right?
No.
So you get all types. You get all types. Because it really is an information game. Even with that bluefin, all fishing in Southern California, I always say we have I've fished in a lot of neat places, and I often say our style of fishing is my favorite. The long rods, the bait. We don't have a world-class fishery in terms of a place like even the Florida Keys, right? We don't have as many options. That's why things get so crowded. There's a bite, pig pile on it, because there's not seven different things going at once. You don't stretch, should we go fish permit or cobia or offshore or this or that?
Now we caught this, let's go do that.
Exactly. And that's why everything, especially with sea bass and a lot of stuff, it's not that people don't want to share information these days. It's just the way that information gets shared and crowds just ruin everything. And there just isn't enough to go around in California,
right.
Whether it's beautiful women or real estate or whatever. There's too many of us.
Yeah.
There is fishing, the whole thing. There's too many of us.
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is that you talk about sea bass. You're coming to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, going to run both your charter boats out of there. You whacked the bluefin last year, the big fish.
I had a good year. I had a good year, and I got
kind of shifted over there. I mean, you're just like, you can do that kind of stuff.
I love fishing for those things, too, and they're just like sea bass, too, where you can go for 2 or 3 days in a row, and at the end of the day, you just put your head down and shake your head, and you're like, how many times did I say what the F today? Like, what is going on, right?
You talk about a pelagic sea bass. It is a bluefin,
100%.
Tuna.
Yeah.
Finicky, just see them, not catch them, know they're there, know the condition's right, this should be happening, but it's not.
Yep.
But again, in the exact same scenario, when you crack the code and that thing hits the deck, like, it means a lot more than another one is. They're the hardest ones to catch.
Big time. Sure. And this might not last forever.
Yeah,
it won't.
You know,
it won't.
It won't.
Yeah.
No, it could be over tomorrow.
Right.
So that's why you have to go. You know the love-hate relationship I have with sea bass?
Square it for bluefin.
No, I hate
bluefin. Take the love part right out of it.
Right now, I hate bluefin.
Not with you, dog. Screw those things.
I mean, I'm still going to go.
Right, right.
Love catching bluefin, but I hate bluefin fish.
I know.
It's just so tough.
It is. Right now, the thing that's so crazy is, you know, it would be so easy to say, it's not good enough, I'm going to wait. But the thing that is so cool about it, too, is the three of us right now, it's 7:30 in the morning, could walk down to the boat, drive, and within 45 minutes have a completely legitimate shot at catching a 200-pound tuna.
It's really wild.
20 miles from home. Right. I mean, right now, today, you could leave and be, you could be listening to the show and decide, no, screw it, I'm going to hook the boat up and go. And within 2 hours from right now, when you're sitting in your living room, you could legitimately have a shot at catching a fish that you normally need to go to the hurricane bank to have a chance at catching.
No,
it's crazy right now.
It's really wild.
Unbelievable. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lineup today. So much to talk about. I always learn a ton when Brandon's on the show.
You're not kidding, man. Going to be a great time and lots of fun today. So much good information. And if you want to be a part of the show, we would love to hear from you this morning. Going to be a very busy morning on the phones, but there's two ways that you can reach us here at Let's Talk Hookup. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's going to be your toll-free line. Also, 877-792-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. Every single phone line is packed up right now, but there's going to be plenty of opportunities to get you through. And not only are we talking to Captain Brandon all day today about the Bite Journal, about the Bite Charters, we're also giving away such a cool prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that is the full collection of Bite Journals. One lucky caller is going to get every issue of the Bite that you've ever produced, the full collection. Awesome, awesome prize. Wow. Yeah, how cool is that?
That is.
Yeah, so we are really stoked for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store or check out PowerPro.com.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium VMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish, available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com. Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth, Sea Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
I like rafting. I love whitewater. But I never forget that snowmelt in the river can cause cold water shock. I wear a life jacket always. Anyone with me has got to do the same. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. We are going to go down south, down to Rancho Leonero. I know everybody around this table is probably favorite spot in the world. We're going to the ranch, talking to John Ireland's on the line right now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hi, Pete. Hello, Brandon.
Good morning.
How's everything going over up there?
Things are good.
Doing great, John.
Good, good. Well, you know, it's been a strange week this week. We're finally getting back to normal. As you know, last week we had green water that came up from down south. It's windy and real green down around Cabo. and the water's kind of pushing up inside by us, or it had been. About Thursday, it's changed back around. The water temp's jumped about 8 degrees. We're now experiencing 80-degree water again, and the fishing's coming back to what it was prior to the downswing with all this cold water. So that's the good news. Kind of vicarious weather. We're getting some wind yesterday and some today out of the southwest, and it's actually southeast, pardon me. And it's just strange weather this spring for whatever reason. However, the fishing is pretty darn good. It picked up since Thursday. Like I said, the water temps are back up 79 to 81 degrees, and picking up some wahoo off of Punta Colorado, a few Dorado around, a few yellowfin as well later in the week. We're no real big ones, but a lot of 20, 25-pounders. So I expect the yellowfin to really kick back in here in the next couple of days. Striped marlin around as well, lots of those around. But the big story this week has been the gallos. Always the weather, regardless of the weather, for the last 2 weeks, the gallo bite has been off the board. Like I say, 40, 50-pounders are common, and 70, 80-pounders are not uncommon. We're seeing 70-pounders every day. Three or four people are taking photos of them anyway and releasing them. And lots of 40, 50-pounders right off the lighthouse, off the entrance to the marina. But a real, real strong, consistent rooster fish bite. Like, gosh, like, normally we have good rooster fishing in June and early July, but this is as good as I can remember. Real, real good rooster
fishing.
That
is so cool, John.
And Bart Hall sent me a picture of his 70-pounder I'm going to post this week on our social media. Unbelievable. Just giants.
They're giant, giant fish. They're the one percenters for sure, and not very often you get an opportunity to catch fish like that. And they've been biting like this consistently for last 5 weeks. It's crazy. One boat released 12 last week, over 40 pounds. So it's really, really going on. And that, on top of the fishing, should be straightening out. The screen water, the screen cold water hasn't helped us. This upsurge from down south, and that's finally cleaning up. So I expect it. And for a good week to come. You know, you'd hate to get the bad fish reports from the week before, but then this coming week is a new week, and a lot of times it's better to come in on a fresh week than after a good week already, right?
I remember when we had our Let's Talk Hookup tournament early in June, and the week before just was not good fishing. We arrived, and the fish turned on, and it was like you had a month of just phenomenal fishing. So watch out. Here it comes.
Yeah, no, and like I say, all the conditions are there, and like we're picking up a reasonable amount of Dorado and Wahoo and everything else. So the fish are still there and all that. It's just the water's got to clean up, get blue, and it's warm now and all that too. So I'm expecting hopefully in the next couple of days it cleans up real good. We get good clean water and we'll be back in business.
Very good, John.
For sure.
Well, somebody wants to come down, go fishing. How do we do that for Rancho Leonero?
Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholeonero.com.
All right. Very good,
and,
John.
And be sure and read Brandon's book, The Bite. It's a good one. I really enjoy it, Brandon. Good job, buddy.
Thanks for that. Appreciate you.
You bet. Absolutely.
You got it, Miguel. Happy 4th to everybody, too.
Yeah. You too, John.
You, John. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Well, look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
Good. Thanks. All right. The man.
Yeah, it
Don
is.
Don Hansen, Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Don?
Hey, Don.
Good morning, everyone. Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I called because I don't know if you have talked to Bobby Fletcher lately, Pete, but Rogers and Thomas is in pretty bad shape.
Yeah, Roger Thomas from San Francisco Bay Area, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, be sure, because I've gotten all these phone calls of people. I'm not letting them know. Well, I figure the easiest way to let them know is get on your radio show, and his thousands and thousands of fishermen that went with him will know he's in hospice in San Francisco right now. But
yeah, stage 4 cancer from what I understand, right, Don?
Yeah, and on Thursday in the House of Representatives, they recognized Roger for all of his accomplishments, and you could almost call him, you can call him Mr. Salmon. He was the one that kept the salmon fishery alive and going, and so just everybody that knows it and respected Roger, I've known him for over 40 years, what a great man he was, and what a great job he's done for the resources in the state of California. So
no,
just wanted to be sure that your listeners knew and recognized it. And Bobby Fletcher knows where he is in the hospice. So I had the address. I can't find it now. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, thanks for that. Yeah, Roger Thomas. Very, very sad news. One of the great people of California fishing, especially San Francisco Bay fishing, salmon fishing and such. Just an amazing guy.
Dad and I both caught our first salmon ever on the Salty Lady.
Oh, really?
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure, yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah, he was the man.
Wow.
He was and still is the man right now. We're praying that he pulls through this. But he's in hospice. Wacky Jackie is taking over watching, being sure he's being taken care of. So. Anyway,
appreciate the word, Don.
Thank you for letting me get in there and have a great show.
All right, Don.
Talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right. Well, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. Everybody wants to talk to Brandon. Again, if you want to get your opportunities to get through, 858-457-1090. That's a local number. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. Why don't we start it off this morning with Dan, who's calling us from Encinitas. Dan, good morning, and thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for the call. I just wanted to ask a couple questions. First is, where does Brandon launch out of and his rates? And as far as the yummy flyer on a party boat, is there a troll rotation type deal? How does that work? All right, thanks.
Okay, so the boats run out of Davy's Locker. That's like lobster sea bass season. I just started running out of there last month. On a side note, I ran out of Dana Wharf in 2016, 2017 for like my fall lobster type deal. I appreciate them having me there. And they have a new 23-foot Parker that is running out of there with Todd Manser. I wish him the best of luck with that. But currently I'm running out of Davy's Locker, and I'll come down to Fisherman's on probably around the 15th of July. So that's where we run out of there. Rates for the Parker, I don't do any like half-day calico bass type stuff. I'm not saying I wouldn't, but that's not something that's on my rate card. So we do full-day sea bass or full-day offshore, which are both very full days, and it's $1,500 for sea bass, and it is $1,560 for offshore. So that's the rates
that's
on the Parker.
That's like an all-day trip.
Very full day.
Very full day.
Yeah, don't make
very
don't,
full day.
Don't
a
make,
very full day.
Don't make dinner or breakfast plans.
And how many people can you take?
I take three.
Three.
You know.
So it's like $500 a person, and you have like the ultimate experience.
The landscape's filled up with quite a few 23 Parkers, and a lot of them take four. That boat wants to fish three people.
Perfect for three.
Three people. That boat wants to fish three people. Mm-hmm. So those are the rates. That's where I run out of. Yummy Flyer on Party Boat. Gavin, who runs the Pacific Queen. I mean, amongst his peers, everyone compliments him, and he's just excellent at fishing, you know? His roommate is a very fishy guy, too.
I guess.
Yeah, whatever. So, but he's a fishy dude. He's 21 or 22. He runs lobster trips for me during the winter. They do that yummy. Yeah.
Wow.
And he does that yummy flyer thing a lot on the Queen, and they have it on like a kind of like a rotation, but there's like a essentially they pick a number from a hat, mm-hmm. and you are up when it gets bit. That's how they do it. It keeps it fair instead of being like 1 to 32, because if it went chronologically, there would just be a mutiny.
Because if 32 would never have
it'd
a
be,
chance.
It'd be Lord of the Flies. Yeah, exactly.
I know different boats do different things, too. The Queen is... I mean, we can say it about as successful, you know, about the most successful sport boat doing it. But that being said, many boats have had very good success. New Loanne, obviously crushing them. The Liberty's been getting, I mean, everybody. There's no way of, you know, of not listing enough people who have done a very good job with it.
Yep.
I know other boats do different things. When Paul did their three-day trip on the Royal Star, I know I very frustratingly was talking to him on the radio when we were driving around waiting for our bite. He rolled out in 20 minutes, got one. About a half hour later, got another one. About a half hour later, got another one. Those guys were doing 15-minute rotations, which is a short amount of time, but you cycle through the entire boat multiple times. And, you know, like you say, it's mainly a drawing thing, and different boats go out at different angles. If you're the lucky guy that hooks it and you go until you get one, you're stoked, and, you know, you hope that you're the next guy up for that shot.
Sure.
Or
well,
they
like
cycle through.
At our live broadcast at Mossy Ford, Jillian caught that, 213?
210, yeah.
10
unbelievable.
On the Royal Star.
How cool is that?
Yummy.
Again,
she was pretty excited.
That's Hurricane Bank fish. You know, I mean, that's unreal that this is going on that way. And I think what they said, they had five from 180 to 212, you know, for the day. I mean,
and those long range boats like the Royal Star, those guys, that's what they do. They've been flying kites for decades. And
yep.
They know how to do it.
What's very impressive to watch is exactly what Brandon was talking about, is guys like Gavin, watching them, like, figure out this new skill set and then hone it and then, you know, I remember when they came, when the boys all came through the shop, you know, like the first time asking about a yummy flyer because Terry caught a big one on it, and we're going to try it on our boat. And then watching them get really good at flying it, then fishing it, and then Gavin is such a fishy guy, like hearing him like days later talk about, you know, oh, yeah, we had one scratch on the sonar, and, you know, those guys then can sonar one fish and figure out how to position the boat so that, you know, 150 yards later, the yummy flyer skips right over where that thing was and watch it blow up. I mean,
huge advantage.
It's an art form, and those guys are really, really good at it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right, how about next up, we talk to Don. He's calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Good morning, Don. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys, good morning. Brandon, thanks for coming on the radio for what is probably one of your few days off out of the year.
I get to sleep in.
All right.
Nice.
Hey, you guys hit Brandon's charter business really well. And, Brandon, you know I'm a big fan of what you get to learn when you go out fishing with you. So I'm going to focus my question on the Bite Journal. To me, it is the finest publication of its type out there. And we've talked, and, you know, my memories go back to the 60s and 70s when there were some really, really great publications that are no longer around out. So you really fill a gap for the fishermen. Hopefully everybody takes advantage to pick up a copy and subscribe to support you because it's an incredible publication. Question is, how many man hours does it take you and your team to put together one Bite Journal?
Good question.
That's a really good question. Ah, boy. I don't know. It takes a lot, and my schedule is so weird. Even during the winter, I was, like, working Mondays and Fridays on it or telling myself I was going to. So I can't really say for sure. I think if I locked myself up at Rancho Leonero for 3 weeks, you know, with Wi-Fi, I could bang one out. You know, like working with contributors, everyone has solid deadlines, maybe even two. If I was in, like, a quiet place that was, like, dare I say, inspiring. Yeah. So I think I could do one in like 100 hours without doing any writing.
Do you ever take your computer out on the boat while you're fishing and work on it there?
I got three little kids at home, so I take that thing anywhere I can go. There, wherever.
That's not too quiet. It can be quiet.
The bar at Ocean's 11, wherever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no, I do, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. And, you know, there's certain spots that are fun to write. I would just want to skip back, pun intended, skip back to the yummy flyer thing. Got to give credit where credit's due. Jason Fleck on the Excel was the first dude who ever flew one of those, at least on the West Coast,
yeah.
And maybe the first one who ever, like, saw what it could be. And I worked
with
Jason, not Justin, Jason the cook who lives in West Virginia. And I saw the progression of that thing. I worked the first trip when he put it out at Alejos Rocks using the kite from an anchored boat and a drill on the kite. To the 3-foot balloon. After I left, he really dialed in the rigging, and I quizzed him out like 2 years ago, kind of like right when like it was kind of starting to happen around here, you know, and on the rigging and the progression. That thing was in like, I forget what issue it was, either the second or the third issue. I do something called Sano Rigs. That's where I introduced the float fishing for sea bass.
Brandon float.
Yeah.
Brandon bobber.
I kept that
Brandon
thing. I kept that thing under my wraps for like 3 years, you know, and now it's pretty standard, which
is
cool.
You still using it?
Everyone's using it. Look around. Yeah. No, it works good under a certain set of conditions, right? And you have to rig it a certain way, and I see a lot of people using it way wrong. But, you know. So, yeah, under the right set of conditions, that thing's great, and sometimes it's a balloon or a dropper loop, but there's times where nothing steps to that float. So, anyways, Jason is an incredible fisherman. He lives in West Virginia now. He's the best fly line live bait fisherman I ever saw. He was one of the guys who was first to kind of like shoulder hook sardines and make that kind of his go-to method, which is now a standard way to hook a bait.
Totally.
So just the Flex are just an incredible fishing family, and he's the dude that really got that yummy flyer thing started.
Cool. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Have you ever felt so excited about a new hobby that you can't stop telling your friends about it? Ron Lane and his family at Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking have been doing that for 38 years. So, Ron, tell us about what you do at Fast Lane Kayaks and Sailing.
That's easy, Pete. You get the best toys, you go play with them, you get excited about it, and then they're easy to sell because it's fun.
And that's what you sell, isn't it, Ron? It's all about fun.
Oh, it is. It's family fun.
Hey, Hayden, how has Hobie changed the sport?
Hobie's revolutionized a lot of water sports, from surfing to sailing catamarans to kayaks and now kayak fishing. Yeah, Hobie's known from taking something that's fun and making it better. And I want to tell you about the new product we are most excited about, the inflatable Hobie I-11 kayak. It has all the advantages of a Hobie Mirage kayak, the comfort, the speed, the stability, but now can pack into a bag and take with you wherever you want to go. Come try one at our shop on the water in Mission Bay, across the street from SeaWorld in Dana Landing, or check us out online at FastLaneKayaking.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, Islander-Charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit Islander-Charters.com for all the details.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the docks, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe us? Just listen to what Southern California's own Captain Pete Grosbeck says. He says, "We're very impressed with the whole operation of the Seakeeper. We live bait a lot. We go slow, which puts us in the trough. And now basically there is no trough." Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, the gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post, bringing installation down to a mere 2 days. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride. Be amazed. Seakeeper.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Hey, it's time to find out what's biting out there. The Catch Report today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Brandon was talking about how important, you know, some things are, and information is definitely one of them. And I don't know a single guy still that goes fishing offshore without checking their water charts first. It's like the first thing you check off the list, and
no question,
Terrafin is the one to do it.
You bet. Absolutely. Hey, Brian Woolley, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Woolley?
Great to have you back.
Yeah, back at it this week, huh?
The Pika guest appearance last week.
Yeah, I heard he called. Huh?
He's
having back there.
That's fun.
For a quick shot, yeah. Well, hey, we rolled through a week here where, you know, we certainly had some days that were better than others. Locally, the bass fishing has remained pretty good. The success this week really was centered on favorable condition sets. You know, we had a few days of funky tides and no current, or current pushing from the wrong direction. You know, our stretch of beach is so incredibly current-dependent that it's really, everything's got to kind of line up. But the days that things did line up, we saw some phenomenal calico bass fishing. You know, an anchovy put in the right spot along the kelp was a fish of bait, literally every bait you get a bite. So certainly some days were better than others, but for the most part, the calico bass fishing was pretty steady for us. You know, and it wasn't all just the live bait catching fish either. You know, when the kelp was down, the surface iron was catching fish, the rubber lures were catching fish. When, you know, we were running low on the anchovy, the hard baits were, you know, catching a few bigger grade fish. So all of it had its time and place this week on, you know, both our half-day and three-quarter-day trips. So certainly looking forward to see what this next week brings. The Fury, he was out at Catalina and SCI on his respective 5-5 and overnight trips. You know, they continued to have success at both islands this week for sure. Yesterday at Kilmeny, he had a really good calico bass fishing, along with some mixed scores on the sheephead and whitefish, and a nice little sample of that the yellowtail that's been roaming around the island as well. So that's kind of it for us. You know, we're really hoping to see some better stuff line up for us this week, but our bait is phenomenal. Nice mix of anchovy and sardine, and, you know, the water temps are 66, 67. So things certainly should play out for us this week. So full speed schedule, half days, three quarter days, overnights, 5-5, the whole deal. So certainly recommend calling the landing to make a reservation. The number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. Use the Let's Talk Hookup ad as well. It's right there on the banner ad on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. I'll save you 25% on a local trip. And also, I got to tell you, if you guys are looking for something to do on the 4th of July in the evening to watch some fireworks, we've got a slew of trips as well going out. They put a big barge in front of Dana Point, and they put on a heck of a show. So if you guys are looking for a little something to do with the family last minute, you know, certainly call the office and get on one of those trips.
Cool.
As well.
Go fishing and watch the fireworks.
It's cool. It's right there. I mean, it's right outside the harbor mouth, so it's not like it's a long drive. It's a cool show. You can see the stuff down the beach, up the coast. It's always pretty cool. So.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
Sounds great. Oh, sure appreciate that. Happy 4th of July, Brian, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you then.
All right. Let's head up to Whaler's Cove Lodge. Must be Alaska season.
Yeah.
And Captain John is on his first report of the season. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, Pete.
What's up, John?
Hopefully, when you guys get here, you're going to have as good a fishing as we're having right now.
Oh, man.
Oh, nice.
Sounds great. Hey, it's early season, John. Tell us about it.
It is. The salmon kind of just showed up the last few days. Yesterday, I went up and got some halibut, and I came down, dropped the lines, trolled 100 yards, had a coho, trolled another few feet. We had a chum salmon on the surface, trolled a little bit more, had a pink salmon, and then we released a king salmon. So all four species in a time frame of about 10 minutes. So the whale showed up, the herring showed up. It's looking to be a good season this year.
That is great news, buddy.
Great. And that's early, huh?
Yeah, it's a little bit early. We're getting reports out of Sitka. The coho are coming in strong. 3 years ago, we had just the most phenomenal coho fishing, big fish. A couple of times we anchored up and just mooched or jigged our coho up. So that was a super strong year. So we're hoping that this year is equally as strong since it was so good 3 years ago.
Yeah, you know, Rockhard Rick just got back from Kingfisher in Sitka, and you guys had really good early season coho.
Unbelievable for how early in the season it was. Yeah, I think that this is going to be an awesome year for us, John. Those cohos were really aggressive and really biting. I think it's a great sign for what's to come.
Yeah, what time are you guys coming up?
We're coming up in mid-August.
Yeah, we're excited too, buddy.
Watch out. By mid-August, they're going to be jumping into the boat almost up there.
Oh, yeah, and they're going to be a lot bigger by then. Plus, the halibut fishing is really good. Of course, you know, the halibut fishing is always good. We had several 100-pounders that were released in the last few days, and one self-guider got a 109-pounder that he kept. And there just seems to be some bigger halibut this year. And also, on the guided boats, they increase the size just a little bit on the halibut that we can keep, which is always a bonus.
Nice.
That's awesome. Well, such great news. Love Whaler's Cove. It's, you know, in the protected waters of the Inside Passage. We talk about it all the time. Such a great place to take your spouse or somebody that's not good in the high seas. It's like fishing on a lake, and you're 10 minutes from the lodge on a long run to go fishing and have this incredible whale show and just a spectacular place. I can't wait.
It's such the thing that you think about when you talk about Alaska experience. The lodge is so, I don't know what the word is, like frontierish, you know, so much wood cabin and killer fireplace and just a great spot to relax after a day of fishing and great meals. And it's the total Alaska package.
It is. And if anybody is interested, they can go to our website, whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Or they can call Jay, the guest services manager, and see if there's anything available. I know there's a couple spots available this summer, and the number is 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123, or just simply go to WhalersCoveLodge.com, and we have what's available posted, and then you can get the phone number there if you're driving and can't remember that. Just remember the website. It's real easy, WhalersCoveLodge.com, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, Pete.
All right, great, John. Great to have you back for the summer season, Whalers Cove Lodge. Captain John, talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate
all
that
right,
very
bye-bye.
Much. You know, you can also link that Whalers Cove Lodge on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just go to the links page. All of our sponsors are linked right there. The other thing I forgot yesterday, before we move on with the catch report, is we had a listener asking us about my favorite sunscreen, which is Sol.
Sol, right.
That's all I use. That stuff is the best. I promise you, if you use it, you will not be disappointed. It is absolutely the best sunscreen, period, in my opinion. We have it on our website, on our shop
cool.
page.
Yeah.
I had forgot that you not only can get it at Dana Landing in Mission Bay, but we have it on our shop page. So if you want to get Sol, just go to letstalkhookup.com, go to the shop page, and you can get it right there.
For a guy that always has a face that's two different colors, red on the bottom and white on the top,
yeah.
Sol is so good because you put it on one shot in the morning, and
you don't have to
do like the three reapply, which is what always kills me.
No,
like,
reapply, and it doesn't sting your eye.
I'll always think about it first thing in the morning. Like, I'll put my sunblock on and think that I'm all good, and then hours later throughout the day, like, well, we're going home, and I'm fried.
Yeah.
Like, that was a good call, Rick,
that's
again.
It. Yeah, that's it. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru, what's going on?
What's up, Gundy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing great. Good morning.
I always learn something from your show. I always thought mooching was when a guy fished with you and then didn't pay for bait or fuel.
Still is.
It's true.
Still is. Hey, man, good week of fishing. You know, there's so many actors involved here, but for the Corbina guys, it really went up a notch this week, seeing lots of fish, and that's something to key on. But still, a lot of the other players, Croker, Halibut, let's start up at Santa Barbara. They're good bite on the reef beaches, lots of calico bass, cabazon, Johnny bass, chocolate rockfish, Campus Point, Black Rock, a couple of hot spots there, a lot of halibut in the sand patches, good fishing all around. Wiley's also reported excellent bite on the rocky spots, calico bass, cabazon, were the top catches. 24-inch calico bass caught and released. That's probably 5 pounds plus. 3 pound, 10-ounce cabazon also checked in. Nicholas, Matador, Big Rock, good areas. Just fishing in Redondo reported firecracker yellowtail and bonita off the Topaz Jetty there, causing some excitement. King Harbor area, some of the fish going in the harbor, just chasing around anchovy schools. So where you see those birds is going to key in on those things. Big fish reported wide open halibut bite along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, 28-inch, 34-inch fish checked in just yesterday. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported some very good Corbina fishing all along the peninsula there, the piers, the wedge, the street jetties, seeing lots of fish through there. And this is the case up and down the coast, really. Most of the fish have been 1 to 3 pounds. They're biting, and they're seeing some bigger ones. You know, a little tougher always to hook those bigger ones, but they're there, and it's just a matter of time and opportunity. And then Pacific Coast wrapped up their Croker Derby. 2 7-pound, 1-ounce fish tied for first place in that Croker Derby. 5-pound, 8-ounce fish was third place. And then they also had 3 5-pound, 6-ounce fishes on the leaderboard. Just remarkable quality fish. This next month, they're having a kids' derby, and they also reported excellent Corbina action. 2 more orange mouths and a leopard grouper taken in Mission Bay. So you want to dish out some cards this week. I mean, I don't know how many species we mentioned there, but just terrific fishing on all fronts. And we're coming into a full moon now, so I look for that Corbina. You know, you get these full moon, strong tides like that, good time to get a better fish, and on that Corbina, it's not always those fish you see that you catch, it's usually those blind strikes. So overcast mornings, ideal conditions. So if you want a nice one, I'd go after it this week.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's that time of the year. Go fishing.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. It's interesting. 4th of July, it seems that by 4th of July, we're pumping on all pistons on the beach. And like I said, we're in a cooler water thing like we've seen in the past, and it's all good for us.
Yeah, for sure. Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, great show, guys. I enjoy it.
Thanks,
thank you,
Dandy. All right, and speaking of great surf fishing, this catch report today is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need to catch fish at the beach. That's SurfFishTackle.com, and use the code Corbina and get free shipping on your next order. Surfish Tackle is cool too because it's not just tackle, it's everything.
Yep.
It's gear, it's all
everything
the
you need to
yeah, everything. And the trick stuff too. It's really cool.
Oh,
Bill
yeah.
does an awesome job. Surffishtackle.com. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls. Phones are packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Brandon. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
I got my line.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Rosie from Cedros Sport Fishing, formerly Cedros Adventures. We have made a good thing even better at Cedros Island. Cedros Sport Fishing lets you leave home in the morning and hang out at our luxury lodge in the afternoon. Remember, Cedros is the yellowtail and calico bass capital of the world. Stay in Cedros Sport Fishing's own private waterfront lodge and experience first-class meals and service. Our new fish processing facility will custom cut and pack your catch for your flight home. Hey, what are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7570 or check SadrosSportFishing.com for availability and more information. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatball Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Tranx 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Tranx 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatball and leave the line control to the Tranx reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatball. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Tranx Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The bluefin are abundant this year, but getting them to bite is another story. But if you're willing to chase them, there's an opportunity to land the catch of a lifetime. Now, getting the deal of a lifetime on a new Ford is much less effort, because the gigantic summer sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealer. Choose from a great selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs, and save big on interest charges with zero APR long-term financing. On top of that, your Ford dealer will give you an additional bonus for your qualified trade. This special offer is available to anyone who gets approved through Ford Motor Credit. You'll also find great deals on new Ford Super Duty, Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. So why chase deals all over town when you can land the deal of a lifetime on the new Ford, car, truck, or SUV you've always wanted during the Ford Summer Sales Event? Stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up. Learn more at buyfordnow.com.